If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back in. Today we're discussing our top 12 defenses of the week, as well as we're going to give you four defenses that are rostered in less than 50% of leagues that you should definitely be looking to play this week. Let's go ahead and get right to it. We're going to start with our top 12 defenses of the week, and I just want to hit really quickly on the Broncos as they once again prove why they're the best defense in the league with their week one matchup against the Titans. They finished with 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and with 14 fantasy points. And next up is a matchup against the Colts and Daniel Jones. Just a note, the Broncos were the only defense that were rostered in more than 50% of leagues that finishes a top 12 defense in week one. So let's keep it moving here, and let's talk about the Ravens, who scored -3 fantasy points and an epic meltdown against the Bills on Sunday Night Football. Now, I will add, this is one of the best games I've watched in a really long time, a really fun game. But they finished with 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, but they do get a get-right spot here against the Browns in week two. The Browns made the Bengals look like a top 12 defense last week. They yielded 2 sacks, 2 INTs, and allowed 8 fantasy points to the Bengals last week. And now I believe the Ravens are going to have an absolute field day with the Browns this week. So let's keep it moving here, and let's move over to the Seattle Seahawks, who were the DST 10 last week against the 49ers. They finished with 1 sack, 2 forced fumbles, and had 8 fantasy points. Next up, though, is a really solid matchup against the Steelers, who allowed the third highest pressure rate. Seattle's once again a top 10 defense for me heading into week two. And then lastly, I just want to hit on the Green Bay Packers, who were a top 12 defense in fantasy points per game last year, and it's like nobody even cared. Prior to trading for Micah Parsons, they were rostered less than 30% of leagues. Even after the trade of Parsons, they were only rostered in 38% of Yahoo leagues. Now, last week against the league's best offense in 2024, they racked up 4 sacks and an interception and were a top 6 scoring defense last week. Now, let's not forget the Packers in 2024 finished with the 8th most sacks, 3rd most INTs, 7th most forced fumbles, and were the number 3 overall scoring defense, averaging nearly 9 fantasy points per game. Now, heading into week two, they do get a matchup on Thursday night against the Commanders. Now, the Commanders did allow 3 sacks to the Giants in week one. I don't think this is like a phenomenal matchup. I still think the Packers are a top 12 defense this week, more like 11 or 12 for me. This is more so a long-term thing for adding them, because after this week, they get the Browns, the Cowboys, the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Steelers, and the Panthers. So they are set up really nicely after this week against the Commanders. So really like the Packers as a defense overall this year, and should have been rostered way more than they were. So let's keep moving here. Let's move over to our top streaming options of the week. Our must-start defense is rostered in less.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's at 50% of leagues. We're going to start with the 49ers, who are rostered only 35% of leagues, and getting a matchup against the Saints. The 49ers defense had a solid showing last week against the Seahawks. They finished with 2 fumble recoveries and a sack, while holding them to just 13 points. They finished with 10 fantasy points. And next up is a matchup with the Saints and Spencer Rattler. As we know, with Robert Saleh back as the defensive coordinator, I think very good defensive coordinator. I think we've always known that. I don't know how great of a head coach he is, but at least as a defensive coordinator, he's got to get the job done. He brings a very aggressive style of defense, and he's going to ratchet up the pressure. And I just think this is going to be too much for Spencer Rattler and the Saints. Really like the 49ers defense this week. And the next step is going to be the Rams against the Titans. Now, the Titans did put an emphasis this offseason on improving their offensive line. They added Kevin Zeitler and Dan Moore Jr. through free agency to improve their left tackle and right guard spots. They also added Lloyd Cushenberry last year, but he didn't really get to play very much as he got hurt, but he is now back healthy. However, we just know offensive lines tend to take time to gel, and it was very evident last week. They allowed the highest pressure rate and 6 sacks to the Broncos. Now, the Rams top 10 in pressure rate and had 3 sacks against the Texans, ended up scoring 12 fantasy points, and should be viewed as one of the top streaming options of the week. Next up is going to be the New England Patriots versus Miami. The Patriots finished the DST 13, 4 sacks and an INT, good for 7 fantasy points. They're currently rostered in only 14% of leagues and get a stellar matchup against the Dolphins in week 2. The Dolphins were an absolute train wreck against a very average Colts defense. The Dolphins' offensive line is absolutely dreadful, allowing a pressure on 10% of dropbacks, which ranks 9th worst. And if you thought that was the end of it, no. The Dolphins also turned the ball over on 42% of offensive drives, which is easily the highest rate in the league. Lastly, let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Texans' offensive line is among the worst in the league, allowed a pressure on 9% of dropbacks and yielded 3 sacks. Despite their upgrades on offense, they neglected to add to their offensive line. In fact, they traded their best offensive lineman, Laremy Tunsil, to the Commanders. And now they just lost their starting center, Jake Andrews, to an injury known for bringing pressure. I expect the Bucs defense to be a top 12 unit in week 2. So let me know in the comment section below, what are your thoughts? If you have any questions, we'll be sure to get to them and help you out. Let's have a bounce back week and week 2, because week 1 was just brutal all around. Hopefully we get better football in week 2, because outside of the Sunday night football game, it was a pretty gross week to watch and consume football content. So again, if you have any questions, leave them in the comment section below. We'll be sure to help you out. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.